everyone. Thanks for listening to Mormon Channel Daily. As unwanted as divorce may be sometimes, it may be the best solution for certain people or for certain couples. Divorce is a difficult process to go through, not only for the couple, but for children and for others that are involved as well. Today, we're going to sit down and talk to Leslie and listen as she talks about her experience and how her faith gave her the power to go on and to look forward to her new future. Hi, Leslie. How are you?
Hi, Nicole. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you here.
Me too.
I think you're just so full of wisdom.
Oh.
So I love listening to you.
Oh, thank you.
So today we're going to be talking about your experience, you know, being divorced and how you were able to go on from that. First of all, let us know, how long were you married for?
14 years.
14?
14,
wow.
1-4, yes.
Wow, 14 years. And did you have children from that marriage?
Yes, I have two kids. One is now 24 and the other is 21. At that time, they were 12 and 8.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about your experience when you started going through your divorce.
Mm-hmm. I think divorce, it's one of the most traumatizing experiences you will ever experience in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the hardest decisions we'll ever made is who you're going to marry and if you're going to get divorced.
Yeah.
From that person. So it was traumatizing to me. It was really hard.
Yeah.
It was really, really hard. And we grew apart.
Mm-hmm.
And so at one point, our marriage was happy. We had all our kids. And so we were really a good couple. But the decision was made because we were growing apart and that we couldn't solve any problems anymore.
Yeah.
So,
which, like I said before, sometimes, you know, as much, I don't think anybody gets married thinking, I'm going to get divorced, you know, that's not a thought that,
exactly,
that we have.
However, sometimes we married, Nicole, with an expiration date because we married for the wrong reasons.
Right.
And sometimes we don't want to see, we idolized, is that the word?
Yeah, idolized the idea.
Right, you idolized the person, or you have your ideas on how your partner should be, and you married your own ideas,
mm-hmm.
and you get blind to you to whom you're actually married to.
Yeah,
and I think that's one of the reasons why I got divorced.
Yeah,
he had an expiration date.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard. It is hard. You don't marry. You no one gets to married with a divorcing mind.
Right.
Yes.
What were some thoughts that you had initially when you both sat down and talked about it and decided this was going to be the best decision for you and your family? What were you thinking?
Your kids. Your
yeah.
kids and how you and your partner or your husband are going to be living the life that you were dream of.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were actually focused on progressing through the love and commitments and devotion that you once committed to.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and then we decided that it was the best decision for our family.
So what did you do after the process?
I cried.
Which is totally normal.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I cried and gallons of tears. And I was confused. I was scared. I was angry, sad, hurt, depressed, and all of these feelings at the same time. So, Nicole, I got paralyzed. I needed to make a decision how my family was going to go forward, my two kids and I. But I got paralyzed. I couldn't make any decisions. And for the first time, I decided to be closer to my Heavenly Father. And I said, God, I'm going to test you. I'm going to do my part. And I'm going to put everything else on your hands. I'm going to quit being paralyzed. And I'm going to do what I think is right.
Yeah.
So at that time, I was in Colorado. I moved to my family in Utah. I moved back home. So I had my support, because we all need a support, especially when you have kids. And I did that. And I sold my house because you have the problem of finances. How are you going to confront or face your finances? How are you going to face your broken heart and your kids' broken heart, little broken hearts?
Yeah.
So I decided to move back to Utah, and I decided to put everything on his hands, even though I was confused. And because I was confused, I was sad, I decided to put everything on his hand because I couldn't do it alone.
Right.
And everybody else, my friends, were like, oh, so you got a job. That's why you're moving back to Utah, right? I said, no. Oh, you got a place that you're going to live, and so that's why you're moving. No. I didn't have anything, Nicole. I just said, this is the right thing to do, and I'm going to do it. And so I did. I moved back and I tested. I tested God. And 3 days after I moved, I went to some business meetings because I'm really good at networking. And so I got to be hired without any experience in television.
Oh, wow.
I ran into the general manager at that time, and I told her that I didn't have any experience whatsoever because I was a translator, Spanish translator. And she says, don't worry, I'll just teach everything from scratch. You'll be my trainee.
Wow.
And I couldn't believe it. So I tested God, and he was with me, and he never let me go.
Yeah.
But I had to put all my priorities in order.
Right.
At that time.
Right.
My kid's broken heart had to be mended somehow.
Yeah.
So I put all my dedication on that. They were first before my broken heart.
Yeah. That's hard. That's so hard.
It was the hardest thing you can ever imagine.
Yeah.
But they were more important. Their dad would write once a month. But I remember writing little notes and going to the post office and getting the mail from dad that I wrote
yeah,
for them.
Wow.
So they would get like 2 notes per week.
Yeah.
For a year.
Wow.
And another thing that now I look back and I did is that I never bashed their dad.
Their father, right.
Never. I always spoke highly of him.
Mm-hmm.
Even though sometimes I wanted to kill him, right?
Yeah. Which I totally think is such an amazing thing to do, because I came from divorced parents as well. And there were several times where that was the situation, you know, when parents were bashing on each other. And then, like, the child is, you know, there in the middle and they don't know, like, what's true, what isn't true. And so I love that you say that, to not bash your
never,
spouse. Or,
never, yeah. ever, because that's how your kids are going to mend their little hearts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're going to still have some lackings on their emotional balance.
Yeah.
But they will be good.
Yeah.
In the long run, they're going to be good.
Right. So here you were, you moved to a new state, you know, you're trying to pick up all of these broken pieces. You're having to do it on your own for yourself and for your kids. What gave you the strength, you know, to be able to even just like move here and to start all over?
The love I have for my kids.
Yeah.
That was my engine.
Wow.
And their future. And the idea that I moved to this country for them, mm-hmm. so they could have a greater future.
Yeah.
That was my engine.
And then what about you personally as a woman, you know, being single now after so many years, how were you able to find yourself again?
That's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard because at the beginning, in my case, in my divorce, I had to focus on my kids mm-hmm. and to provide. I was a provider now.
Yeah.
And so I was always on the go, go, go with my priorities straight, my kids first. And I had to change. But I realized that I was resistant to change.
Mm-hmm.
So I was.
As we normally are.
Right. And, mm-hmm. and I found myself asking, why me? What did I do wrong?
Right.
I see divorce. Not as a failure, mm-hmm. Nicole, but it's a great opportunity to be closer to God.
Yeah.
To develop a great relationship with Him. And if you didn't have a strong relationship with Him, it was the right time to develop one.
Yeah.
I started learning about myself, who I was again. Mm-hmm. I was now had a great opportunity to live and to create and recreate a new life mm-hmm. on my own terms.
Yeah. I love that you said that, especially about your view as divorce not being a failure, because I think so many times, especially within the church, and because family is so important and marriage is so important, a lot of the times people might have, I don't know, these feelings about if I get divorced, like that's it, you know, or if I was married in the temple and then I get divorced, like that's then or what's going to happen to my family. But I loved your outlook on that. This isn't a failure. You know, it's something that happened and we don't have to let that keep us down.
And I was very successful for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So just because of one decision, that doesn't make it a failure.
Yeah.
And I had a great, I have my kids out of that marriage.
Right. Yeah.
And because of them, I would do it again mm-hmm. in a heartbeat.
Yeah. That's amazing.
And about the families are forever. Yes, they are. If you truly believe in God, you have to also believe that God is not unfair and He will give you all the opportunities you need to grow in this life.
Yeah.
And He's not unfair to just give you one person in the whole universe yeah. for you.
Or just this one chance.
Just this one chance.
Yeah.
No. But we all think that.
Mm-hmm.
We all think, oh, I'm not going to be happy anymore. I'm not going to find anybody anymore. And we live with that mentality. And when we do, then it's because we don't have faith.
Yeah.
Because God is all love and God is all justice.
Mm-hmm.
And He will give you an opportunity to love if you love back.
Yeah.
If you don't live in resentment, if you don't live in denial and resistance to change for a better life, if you give love every day to the people you run into, to the people, your family, to the people around you, Nicole, you're going to get back love in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally believe that. I love that you talked about faith and how we need to have faith for things to be better. How did faith play a role during this trial? And even afterwards, how has faith played a role for you?
When I first got divorced, I wanted to test God, but I also trusted that He will put the best on my way if I trust and if I surrender.
Mm-hmm.
And by surrender, I mean, even when my brain tells me that's not the right thing. It's not right to go to a place without a job. It's not the right place to, it's not the right decision to not have a place to live. It's not the right decision to just go because you think it's right. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean, surrendering. You have to follow your heart. You have to follow the guidance. We sometimes don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And my faith has always been that God will put you the best on your way, the best people on your way, and the best circumstances that you need to grow and learn the lessons you need to become a better version of yourself. Because
mm-hmm.
that's the purpose of life.
Right.
We don't realize, Nicole, that there is a path with challenges that God has created for you personally. And there are no mistakes. There are only lessons that you need to learn, that we all need to learn
mm-hmm.
to become better people.
Yeah.
To reach happiness.
Yeah. And a lot of the times it's the tough lessons that teach us that, not the easy ones.
Of course.
The hard ones.
And sometimes we don't even know what lessons we need to learn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
until later.
Until later. That's why we all say, why me?
Mm-hmm.
Why me? Why did I do wrong? Sometimes it's not of what you've done wrong. It's probably what you haven't done
mm-hmm.
that you need to do.
Yeah.
So just for me, recognizing the path that God has, the path of challenges and pain and struggles that He has created for you, you need to be valiant so that you can suck it up, just like my daughter says.
Yeah. I like that. What advice would you give to people who are going through a similar situation or currently going through a separation or a divorce? What would you say to them?
Hardest part, Nicole, is to let go. Sometimes you have to let go the love of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You have to let go dreams you had for your family. You have to let go of that image that you had in your head of what a family was supposed to be. You have to let go anger, sadness, and our own insecurities as a mom and a wife, and the thinking that we have of how I could have done it differently.
Mm-hmm.
We need to let go of the future that we had imagined and recreate one.
Yeah.
And reinvent a new future instead. And we need to let go of the past. I've learned to rise above my past, I think. I needed to learn to rise above my fears, my own insecurities, and learn to let go, learn to heal. And it takes years.
Yeah.
And years. We can recreate our own new life. We can have a life full of hope and love. Because if we believe that God really exists, He is going to put the best on your way for you to be happy.
Yeah.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
And you're never alone. You're never alone. And that's what I learned from my experience.
Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your experience. Everybody's situation is different, obviously,
right.
But I think the most important thing is to recognize, like you said, that you're not alone, that God is aware, and that things will ultimately work out in the way that will strengthen you and that will help you grow. So thank you guys so much for listening today. We would love to hear your comments on what you thought of today's podcast. You can leave us a comment below or send us a message on Facebook. And remember, you can listen every Monday through Friday for your daily dose of inspiration.